WW's Sunday Night Sex Show. Well, we have the holidays in full swing. This means a frantic time for millions of people with shopping, travel, holiday parties, and family get-togethers. It's also a time when most of us gain weight, and we call that the holiday weight creep, and it's through overindulgence. The average person gains between 5 and 10 pounds during this holiday season and very seldom loses it during the rest of the year. Why do we gain so much weight during the holidays? Well, Dr. Keith Cantor, a leading nutritionist, author of the book The Green Box League of Nutritious Justice and CEO of Named, joins me on the line. Dr. Cantor.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on the show, Maureen.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for joining me, because a lot of people are troubled by this. We're full of parties up here. You're in the U.S., you're in Atlanta. Up here in Canada, I'm sure you're having lots of parties. Up here, it's lots of party time and lots of overindulgence, and the choices aren't necessarily great. There's lots of drinking. What can we do about that additional weight?
Well, first of all, we could try not to gain it.
How do we do that? How do you say no to the fabulous delights, the treats and the chocolates and the meals and the eggnog?
What you have to do, in a sense, is plan it. We know that there's going to be parties, and weight creep, as you call it, and the average, you're right, is between 5 and 10 pounds. I think it's 7 pounds in the United States. So it's, 5 to 10 is pretty much right on, that the average person gains. We have to think about it. One of the things we have to think about is not doing what we were taught since we were children. And what I mean by that is the first thing that we were taught is, okay, if we're going to have a holiday party or a holiday dinner at grandma's house, don't eat breakfast. Don't eat lunch. Go there, so you're totally starving, so you eat everything in sight and you make grandma happy or Aunt Mabel happy. And that's what we were all taught since we were kids.
That's so American, actually. I'm not sure. Maybe it's Canadian. I don't really know. But I know I remember that, actually.
So we can't do that. What you have to do is, assuming the party's in the evening, and most of them are, have a normal, healthy, hopefully, breakfast and a normal, healthy lunch. So you don't go to the party starving. That in itself will cut down a lot on the calories and even the drinking. So that's step one. Eat a regular breakfast and lunch, assuming it's a dinner party. If it's a lunch party, eat a breakfast, etc. If you normally work out, do your workout. Don't say, well, I don't want to do it because I'm going to be with all the people and I'd have to get up early. Now you need your workout more than usual, because when you work out, besides burning calories, you raise your metabolism. It's called your basal metabolism. So this way, when you eat, that's your metabolism basically while you're resting. You want that to be as high as possible, so when you eat, you'll burn up the calories quicker. And people tend to skip a lot of workouts during the holidays. The third thing to do is to make sure you drink enough water. And you're supposed to drink one half of your body weight in ounces per day. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you should drink 75 ounces of water throughout the day, especially during the holidays, because we're going to tend to eat more and we tend to drink more. The other thing that I tell people to do is before and after every drink, assuming you're going to drink wine or you're going to drink a beer, or even if it's, a hard liquor, have a glass of water before the drink and a glass of water after the drink. That'll fill you up. Water's good for you anyhow. It'll bloat you a little bit, but you won't feel like drinking as much. So those are a few pretty easy tips that'll help a lot for
people. Those are for people who don't want to drink as much, right?
That's
not
correct.
Necessarily for the people who want to drink.
No.
There are those people.
But even if you want to drink, that's a way to drink less. You'll drink as much as you want, but the water will take up space.
Right.
And you'll drink less, so you could still take part.
Mm-hmm.
See, because you have to do everything in moderation. If you tell people, don't drink any alcohol at all, they just won't listen to you.
Oh, absolutely. absolutely.
So you have
to... But if you say to somebody, you might want to cut down on your alcohol consumption this party, have a drink of water before and after, they'll be like, forget that. I'm just going to have...
Yeah, but see...
Somebody has to have that desire.
Yeah, but the water before and after won't bother them as much as trying to tell them to not drink.
Right, exactly.
You could almost say, drink as much as you want, just have a glass of water before and after, and they won't drink that much.
Exactly. So how do we prevent ourselves from going to that long table loaded with...
You're going to go to the long table anyhow. So what you have to do, and this is from me being a Marine, is you have to scout it out first. So go to the table before it's, you know, you're ready to eat. And most people have, you know, what we call like a smorgasbord, you know, where everything's there. And look at it. Look at the table. And there's going to be certain things that you just, you love having them every year. And you don't want to miss it. Or there's something new. There's nothing wrong with that. But look at the table first and say, okay, and then pick out the things that you want. And if you're having, let's say there's a bunch of desserts there, and there's three that you want to try. Well, you don't want to have three full desserts. That sort of, you know, first of all, probably make you sick, but, you know, that's how you gain weight. But you could have a taste of the three desserts, just take a third of each one, so it only comes out to one piece total, making believe it's cake. This way you still got to try all three, which should make you happy, but you didn't overindulge.
How does mindfulness work? Like sometimes I will say, I have eaten all of this food in the past. There's no reason for me to even try it tonight.
That's good, but not that many people do that. So, you know, try to load up on proteins. Those take the longest to digest. They fill you up. They're usually the healthiest, like turkey or or a brisket or things of that nature. That's good. Of course, try to have as much you can of vegetables, salads,
of course.
Fruits. Stay away as much as you can from the gravies and all the dressings. That's where there's a lot of... calories. You know, you can have a little bit, but you know, you look at some people and they're having some salad with their dressing. Or they're having some turkey with their gravy instead of the other way around. And just try to be reasonable. And then if possible, depending on the weather, go for a walk with your family and friends after dinner. Go for a walk for 15, 20 minutes if you can. You know, obviously, depending on the weather and the health of the people.
Exactly.
To burn some calories. But really what it is human using common sense and making it so it's still fun. But what people tend to do is, like I said, they go there, they eat everything in sight. They can't move afterwards. They're sitting there moaning and groaning, oh, I ate too much.
Those are the Americans. No, I'm just kidding. But I wanted to ask you about food addiction. We talked a little bit earlier about the opiate receptors, and you have a diet called the named, or a way
named
of
program,
life, the named program. So tell me a little bit about the addiction to food that is relevant or similar to addiction to heroin and other opiates, how the brain receptors work.
Okay. Well, there's opiate receptors in everybody's body. You have them in your brain, in your spinal cord, and in your gastrointestinal tract. That's where they are. And they're clusters of proteins. Okay, these clusters of proteins get stimulated by different things, like drugs, like alcohol, but also other things stimulate them. When they're, which I'll go over in a second, when they're stimulated, they release chemicals. These chemicals give the body urges. When the body gets an urge, if you're addicted to something like heroin, like cocaine, alcohol, oxycodone, anything, that's what...
And food as well?
Yeah, but first I was getting with the drug. That's what the body assumes that the urge is for. So, and you know, one thing feeds on the other. So then we have the drugs, and then the drug re-stimulates the opiate receptors, and it's a vicious cycle. Now, there's also foods that stimulate the opiate receptors and act very much like drugs. As a matter of fact, I recently read an article that sugar is more addicting than cocaine.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because it stimulates the same opiate receptors, and you have the same highs and lows. It really deals with dopamine and, you know, the neuroreceptors, but still it gives you the same highs and lows that people
exactly.
get from sugar.
We're just going to go to break right now. I'm going to ask if you don't mind staying on the line, because I want to finish this with you. All right, so when I come back, we're going to talk about those cravings for sugar and sex. I'm Maureen McGrath. You're listening to the CKNW Sunday Night Sex Show.
What's Christmas really all about? This holiday season, Coastal Church invites you on an exciting journey to discover the true meaning of Christmas, featuring powerful music, humor, and an inspiring...
Hey, Dr. Kenton, thank you so much.
Oh.
So, yeah, we're just going to a quick news break now, but we'll come right back to you.
Okay.
Okay, cheers. Thank you so much.
Coastal Church presents The Story of Christmas, a free event coming to the Queen Elizabeth Theater, Saturday, December 19th, and Sunday, December 20th. For more details, visit coastalchurch.org.
Hi, does your 2015 SUV come with a foot-activated liftgate?
No, but it comes with a hand-activated handle that you can open with your hand.
Seriously?
You've got two of them.
And they're waving goodbye.
Skip the other guys and come straight to the Ford year-end clearance, where you can get the features you want, like available foot-activated liftgate on the 2016 Escape for as low as 0% APR purchase financing for up to 72 months. Plus, until January 4th, get $750 in bonus cash. When you can get the features and deal you want, it's easy to get into a Ford. Details at Ford.ca.
Hi, it's John McComb. CKNW is now in HD. Never heard of HD radio? Click on over to CKNW.com to find out more.
Vancouver's news, Vancouver's talk. This is News Talk 980.
It's the heartbreak ending the Provencher family has been dreading for 8 years. 9-year-old Cedrica Provencher disappeared in the Trois Rivières, Quebec, in 2007. Today, provincial police announced her remains were found this morning in a wooded area by hunters. Her disappearance sparked massive manhunts, a police investigation, and the recruiting of others to find the young girl whose face was all over lampposts and storefronts across the region. Her father took to Facebook, saying he wanted to thank the people who made sure she was found. He adds that now the mourning can begin. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has extended his condolences to the family. And Tia McCurdy will ring in the new year with the arrival of her brother, sister-in-law, and their 5 children in Canada. The photo of Curdy's 3-year-old nephew dead on a Turkish beach in September became the rallying call for international action on the Syrian refugee crisis. She says her brother Mohammed and his family will arrive in Vancouver on December 28th. Citizenship and Immigration Canada rejected their initial application. She says it was that rejection that prompted her brother Abdullah to try the deadly boat crossing, but his wife and 2 young sons drowned in the Aegean Sea along with 11 others after 2 flimsy boats carrying them sank. And Seattle may soon become the first U.S. city to let drivers of ride-hailing companies such as Uber and Lyft collectively bargain over pay and working conditions. The city council votes tomorrow on whether to extend collective bargaining rights for drivers of taxis, for-hire transportation companies, and app-based ride-hailing services. CKNW News Time 8:31. Now the latest AM 7:30 traffic on CKNW. Here's Caitlin Osansky.
Good evening. Currently stall and accident-free along the major routes around Metro Vancouver. In New Westminster, Front Street westbound has been closed until further notice due to a washout. The estimated time of reopening is noon tomorrow. If you're headed in or out of town, be careful. Snowfall warnings in effect for Highway 3, the Coquihalla, and the Sea to Sky Highway. Over in Tawasin, road widening continues along Highway 17 between 56th Street and Tawasin Drive. Lane closures around the clock until next year. For the most up-to-date traffic information, go to AM 730. All traffic, all the time. I'm Caitlin Osansky.
Now the Global Sky Tracker weather tonight. Partly cloudy, windy as well. A low of 5 degrees tomorrow. A mix of sun and cloud and a high of 8. In Surrey, it's 6 degrees and cloudy. And outside CKNW Pacific Center, it's 5 degrees. CKNW weather for Fidelity Investments. Happy holidays indeed. Ask your financial advisor or visit fidelity.ca. CKNW News Time 8:32. I'm John Hall.
Welcome back. I'm Maureen McGrath. You're listening to the CKNW Sunday Night Sex Show. We're talking about weight loss or weight gain during the holidays and how not to do it because it's going to affect your performance in the you-know-where, in the bedroom. You don't want that. It sounds like it's already pretty rough in the bedrooms out there, British Columbia, because no one I speak to is having sex. This is a massive ship I need to turn around, people. I'm Maureen McGrath, in case you're just joining the show, and I'm in the sex field, and everything is related to sex, let me tell you, and so is weight gain, because the heavier you are, the less, you know, know, you don't feel so good about yourself, and it may turn somebody else off as well. I met a woman recently, and she told me she had low sexual desire. She'd been with her husband for like 20 years, and then when I met her husband, I was like, no kidding. Like, he had this really large gut. I'm sorry, I'm judgmental. I'm shallow. He was overweight, and, you know, no interest in, no interest in getting in shape or cutting down on the alcohol or the food. So Dr. Keith Cantor is here. He's a leading nutritionist. He's the author of the book, The Green Box League of Nutritious Justice, and the CEO of NAMED, a program to help stabilize blood sugars and decrease inflammation. Dr. Cantor, you're still on the line with me?
I sure am.
All right, if anyone has a question, they can call in at 604-280-9898 or *9898 on your cell, or you can email me if you like. And I did have an email while we were away, Dr. Cantor, and this is from Michael, and Michael is wondering if 15 to 20 minute ice baths in the morning and at night will help to keep weight off, because the theory is the cold exposure stimulates your metabolism and hormonal profile for fat loss, and apparently cold stimulates a certain type of fat tissue that actually helps your body burn more fat and glucose as heat. Any truth to taking cold, ice cold baths in the morning? Which sounds like murder to me.
No, I mean, there's some truth about, it's called brown fat, and
yes,
it has to do with working out in the cold, but in terms of it work, you know, taking a cold bath to lose weight, I'd rather, for the 20 minutes, if you go on a treadmill or a bicycle, you do a lot better.
Okay.
Than taking a cold bath.
There we are, dispelling these myths out there that are going to make our lives even more miserable, taking an ice cold bath in the morning and at night. So we talked a little bit about sugar and the addictive nature of sugar.
And that's just one of the foods. Sugar's the biggest one that we all do, and it stimulates the opiate receptors. And if we're not addicted to drugs or alcohol, it'll tell us to eat more sugar. But there's other foods that do it too. Gluten does it.
No, really? Is gluten not the biggest marketing
scam
out there?
My wife is gluten intolerant, and I never thought anything about it because I'll eat it. But if,
what does gluten intolerance mean?
It just means that it'll give you an upset stomach. It'll make you, you know, maybe a little nauseous, give you, you know, some bathroom problems. It doesn't mean you have the real disease, which is celiac disease, which means,
right,
like if you have it, you have to go to the hospital. But what happened over time, and some of it is because our wheat over the last 50 years has gotten different. It's not the same wheat of 50 years ago. So that's one problem. But
and why isn't it the same wheat as 50 years ago?
Well, the soil gets depleted. You know, none of our food is as nutritious as it was a long time ago. Things change. We don't rotate the crops as much as we're supposed to, and things of that nature. So it's not the same. And this has been getting more and more prevalent over the last several years. But if you go on a diet and you cut out sugar, you'll lose a certain amount of weight. If you cut out sugar and gluten, you'll lose double the amount of weight. That's a huge difference.
That is a big difference.
And if you have gluten versus don't have gluten and have that basically the same diet, the people who eat gluten will tend to consume 350 calories a day more, which is about an extra pound if they didn't burn it up every 10 days. So,
right.
You know, it's a pretty significant difference. So gluten is another one. Most dairy products stimulate the opiate receptors. Almost all of the sugar substitutes stimulate the opiate receptors, except
like the diet drinks and
that's
equal
correct. Except,
the sugar.
Uh-huh, except for stevia, all the rest of them stimulate it. Then a lot of the dyes and preservatives in our processed foods stimulate the opiate receptors.
Okay.
So what this does, if you're not addicted to real drugs or alcohol, this will go towards your food addiction, and you'll see people, you know, just taking so much sugar, and they don't even know that there's sugar in it, because they call sugar, you know, 20 different names now.
Right.
So you have to see it, you know, really look closely at the labels, but it's important to watch what you eat and try to stay away from things like sugar. If you can, gluten would be helpful, just because it stimulates the opiate receptors.
Mm-hmm. And so tell me about the name. named? We don't have much time left, but your program.
Well, named is for addiction facilities or rehabilitation centers. And the concept is, and these are in treatment where the people stay over for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. And what myself and my team came up with, and it's patented and copyrighted and trademarked, and it's actually copyrighted in Canada also. But we came up with menus for every day that do not stimulate the opiate receptors. And it also gets rid of the inflammation, which we all get from the acidic diet that most of us have. And the reason we want to get rid of that inflammation, it's not good for our heart, it's not good for our brain, and Crohn's disease, arthritis, but it also makes the insulin mechanism not work properly, which gives us more sugar cravings.
Exactly. Well, so, how do people get, you're giving away 1 week free of that.
Yeah, that's they could just go to namedprogram.com, and right on the top it says a free week's worth of get 1 free week's worth of menu, and you click on it, and I think it asks you for your name and then your email address.
Excellent.
I'm pretty sure that's all it asks for.
All right, well, I've got my free week, and I don't think I'm addicted to anything but life.
That's a good thing to be addicted to.
Oh, and of course the other one, too, because I host a sex show. Anyway, but that's not, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not a sex addict, but sex is good. And the better, the healthier you are and the trimmer you are, the better weight you are, the better your performance in the bedroom. So thank you so much, Dr. Cantor, for contributing to the CKNW Sunday Night Sex Show tonight with all your great tips on how to survive the holiday season.
And thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Same to you. Okay. Well, you heard about how you can get thinner and